are up to, we're still doing the Mishnah Berurah. A little more Mishnah Berurah, then we're going to do the other sheet is the Piskei Teshuvos. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah, it's where it says Simon Reish Mem Beis. We're up to the top of the page. On the top of the page, we're running through the Ilaf Hachitzach Lul Vos Kedesh Shalom Levatel Mitzvahs Oinik Shabbos. A person has an obligation to even borrow money in order that he enjoys Shabbos. Pick number 18. Kavanah Soishi Afal Pi Sheh Hashah. Even though Sheh Hashah Dechukul Loiv Hupatim Michi of Achilas Kimul Sudos Kedel El. Mikol Makam Im Yachol Hasik Halva Chayiv Lul Vos Kedel Lekai Mes Mitzvahs Achilas Kimul Sudos V'chein Kasav Lekaman. If a person has the ability, has an option of getting a loan to borrow money so that he can purchase food for the Suda Shabbos, he should do so. Now, just derech agav, we have a principle in halacha: asei Shabbat chachol v'al titzorech labrios. A person should make his Shabbos like a weekday and not need to come on to other people. So, how do we reconcile that with what it says over here that a person should borrow money in order to have three sudas? The answer is very simple: if you have a job, then you have potential of paying back. If there's potential to pay back, then you can borrow money. But if you have no job, you have no source of income, you have no expectation you're going to be able to pay back, then we apply the principle of Asei Shabbat Rechol V'al Tetzorich Lebrios. Okay, number 19. V'nira D'yakol Lefi Huin. Number 19. V'bir Devar of Hagoyin Rav Nosson Karelitz. She'af Sheledas Hagro Lohuta L'Adam L'Lvois El Kefi Yecholosei Aval Osso L'Lvois Kedei Lechol Kisudas Shlem B'Shaitai. Everything that is. A person is mechuyif to borrow money in order to have a Suda Shabbos. But you're not allowed to borrow money to buy rib steak. You're not allowed to go borrow money to go buy tongue, to go buy outrageous things, to go buy expensive bottles of wine. You're only allowed to borrow money just for the basics. For Hosef, Shakol Tolid Midas Abitchanah Shalah, it all depends on a person's confidence and what he'll be able to pay back. Chomosh Amu Lovai Olai V'Aminu Bobi V'Ani Yeporeah. Borrow on my account, Hashem says, and have faith in me that I will pay back for you. The person that such a muna can borrow money even to have a lavish suda. Obviously, not for the faint of heart. Okay, number 20. Number 20, it says, the Dibra Masl over here is, penlo yikotsu lo yikokach, don't spend too much money on Shabbos, because maybe in Shemayim they have not allocated for you in this year all this money. Number 20, uvechumras hanhaga zush adam moitzi haitzas yosim bechu yicholasoi kasa bebir halacha lekaman sherabim chalolim hipila. Many people have borrowed more than beyond their means. And by doing so, by borrowing more money more than beyond your means, a person will ultimately come to disgrace. Worse, will come to theft, extortion. They are very demanding and they don't see what's coming in the future. A person who is clever and not to spend more than he could afford, he is a very fortunate person. Number 21. 21 it says Shem Moisif Moisif Lo V'Kein Kosav Agro B'Gartoi V'Chabed Es HaShabbos Moed Kasher Hoi L'Fonai V'Al Tetzamsim Klal Ki Kol Mizonev Shel Adam is guaranteed. So the Gra says a person should be meticulous in honoring Shabbos the best that he possibly can. V'Havtocha Zulo Nemre Ela Al Kniyas Tvom Shem L'Tzorcha V'at Shabbos Aval Al Kniyas Tvom Shem B'Geder Moisroi the Das Hagoyin Rav Yosef Sholom Eliashiv Shulay Nemra Havtocha Zu. It goes without saying that this Havtocha of the Gra, that a person should be meticulous in honoring Shabbos, make sure it's definitely for Shabbos, it's not for other things of nonsense. For it's us, Shemoitzi Adam Kadesh Hashmal, the Hamayim, Yiyu Luloich Shashul Shabbos, Hagoyin Oilas Hatakonas generator, Vidoid Mayim. Oh, by the way, Fgata, we're learning over here today, Lezeche Uli'ili Nishmas, the mother-in-law of our chover, Rav Kainer, whose name is Leah Bas Tzvi. May Hashem have an aliyah. Okay, over here he writes over here that what about this very interesting thing? I actually, in Eretz Yisrael, it's a very, very, very big thing in Eretz Yisrael, a generator. a generator, because the electricity comes from the state and the Medina, there can be very serious shilas of Chilul Shabbos, the electricity. So many, almost the entire, all the Haredi communities have generators. And I know for a fact they charge all of the residents a fee. They charge them a fee to use the generator. I don't remember all the details, but it's an expense. So here he talks about people that don't even have what to eat. You have people in Eretz Yisrael that are dirt poor. They barely have enough. They were able to come up with some money to buy an apartment. And they have to go take care of their children. They have to spend money for whatever, all their basic needs. And now on top of that, they have to go spend money for the Shabbos generator. In order to connect their house to the Shabbos generator, they're going to have to pay another $25 a month. Maybe even more. Maybe $50 a month, $100 a month. So are you mechuyev to do so? So here he talks about the shal. It's very interesting. The person says, this is something which, if it comes to covered Shabbos, like Shabbos, a person has an obligation to be meticulous in spending money to do everything exactly 100%. So here it's a chumrah, because there are poskim that are lenient and say that you are allowed to use the regular electricity of the city. You do not need to have a special Shabbos generator. If a person wants to use a Shabbos generator, is he guaranteed the baracha that Chazal say, kol ha-moisif moisif? If you add to cover Shabbos and Shemayim, they will add onto your behalf. Does that include in this halacha?
So they're adding because they consider it an isser.
If there are poiskim that say that it's mutter, so it's mutter. So then you want to be mahader, go a higher standard.
Do it not because of the hizur, but because
I don't know, not necessarily. I don't know. Let's see what he says. Okay, I don't know. And you have to go speak to them. Anyway, you have any relatives in Eretz Yisrael, ask them. Guarantee they'll tell you something about it. Guarantee they're probably either doing it themselves or they know all about it. They know what the expenses are, because it's extremely common in the entire Eretz Yisrael, in every Haredi community, the whole place, come on, our whole Eretz Yisrael, all the homes are hooked up to a backup generator which is used on Shabbos. Let's see, Roitzos, Shemoitzi Adam Kadesh HaChashmal, Umayim Yu Leloi Chashchul Shabbos, the expense that are used, that the electricity and the water should be Leloi Chashchul Shabbos, Kagoin Alois HaTakona generator, the doid mayim, water heater, das hagoyim vasu karelitz, sharehein bichlal hoitzor Shabbos. Yes, this is included in the expenses for Shabbos, and if you go the extra mile and pay, you guaranteed Hashem will pay you back. V'chol v'chen adam haragel l'chames beisoy olikar b'mimos achol, l'karo b'mimos achol, das hagoyim shom eliyashiv, kishoitzor kein b'Shabbos, ha'idei chashmal she'ein b'chashch l'Shabbos, nechshav hadover ki hoitzor Shabbos, shekeven she'ein zem yikoven ha'Shabbos, if you're not going to have hot water, you're going to be lacking on Shabbos. So you have two major poskim that are telling you that if you spend the extra money on Shabbos generator, you are guaranteed HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to see to it that you get your money back. That's 22 going back when it says, Oy mi Yisrael b'derech heter, whatever that is going on. Next, let's go to next one, number 23. Number 23 is v'chein kosev v'chasidim ma'ashen isha mi'achilasoy kosev sham shelo yochlenu b'yoyim chol elayitim l'bnei beso l'ochle b'shabes. Leftovers. He writes here from the Sefer HaChasidim that leftovers should be eaten on Shabbos. Do not save the leftovers for during the week. Very strange. If a person sends you food l'chavod Shabbos, and you don't need his food, you have enough what to eat, and it's a type of food which is not perishable, it's going to last, you can put it in the freezer. So he says something which to us sounds a bit bizarre. If this food was sent to you l'chavod Shabbos, you must eat it on Shabbos. And if you don't eat it this Shabbos, eat it next Shabbos. Don't eat it during the week. Of course, it's not going to perish. V'davar sheyochel l'skalkal im yashirenu l'shabbos habach, v'asav sheyochel b'yom chol, of course, you can eat b'yom chol. U'bir ha'chilik ben oifin hazel oifin ha'koydim, v'shnotu v'kama perushim, v'amubim b'sev ha'chassidim, v'shvayitzos m'sidr av'kok. Okay, law number 24.
This is all from Sefer Chassidim?
That's what it says. Sefer Chassidim. We're not all machped on everything in Sefer Chassidim. It's just an interesting idea. How far covered Shabbos goes. Number 24. Over here in the Dibur HaMaskel it says, Gam Shom Yesh Machmir Mezeh, Uladazu, Koin, so 24, Kosa Beshud Chavis Yoyer, Shua Din Shemi Iker Hadin Osul Lechol, Beyoim Chol, Esamachol Shoshokol Lo Shabbos. You're not allowed to eat food that's meant for Shabbos during the weekday. Mikol Mokoim, Af Ladas Shokhonor Hamatel Lashanois, Migvias, Magvis Purim Lamashi Yerzeh. If you collect money to distribute for the poor people on Purim, the halach is if you have leftover money, you can use that money that was meant to be distributed on Purim for another need. So one would want to extrapolate that the same thing should be when it comes to Shabbos. Food that's set aside for Shabbos can be used for another purpose. Mikol Mokoim, Af Ladas Shokhonor Hamatel Migvias Purim. When it comes to Shabbos, it's stricter. Food that's meant for Shabbos must be eaten on Shabbos. You can eat Yom Chol. If a person gives you a gift of food and he does not tell you, you can do whatever you want. I had someone come over to me about 2 days before Rosh Hashanah and gave me a gift, honey cake, in honor of Rosh Hashanah. And she said to me, if you want, you can eat it tonight also. So if the person gives it to you and says you can eat it during the weekday, you can eat it during the weekday.
You're cooking for yourself. If you're cooking for Shabbos, you can't keep it for leftovers?
If it's designated, this is Midas Chasidus. Obviously, I don't think the average person,
I know cook Thursday night for Shabbos, and they know that leftovers going to last the whole
week. So I think L'chadkilu, you're cooking for the whole week. You're not just cooking for Shabbos. Obviously, right. This is academic. This is not something which is practical. Obviously, we have different standards today, and people today, you try to eat less. Less is more. Adrab, you want it to be a lot of leftovers, so you stay healthy. So you'll have during the week. So this is more academic. It just wants to bring out the point, the chavivus of Shabbos. Next, I feel... What? The shalom the whole week is not going to last. It's not going to even last the shalom. Next, let's see that. Number 25. Now we talk about wearing clothing on Shabbos. The dafka habegadim hasmichum leguf v'chein chultzos shadarkom leslach lechem mechabesu esam beifin kavua al begadim elyonim das hagodim zekurelitz she'ein chayv lechabsam. Do you have to clean your clothing for Shabbos? Freshly laundered clothing. So he writes, only the undergarments need to be freshly laundered. You're supposed to put on a fresh pair of underwear and undershirt, v'chulu new socks for Shabbos, but your suit, you do not need to send your suit to the dry cleaners every Friday. That's, of course, ridiculous. You don't do that. You don't need books to tell you this. Number 26. Das hagoyin avnasan karelitz. What about washing your clothing Thursday night? Now this is an ancient takana. We don't follow this today, but the ancient takana was to wash, to prepare your clothing for Shabbos on Thursday by day, not Thursday night. V'lel shishi ein chamishi b'Shabbos. Okay, so therefore we don't follow this. But if you're going to the ideal day to send your shirt to send your shirts into the cleaners and to send in your suit to the dry cleaners and to get it back instantly within an hour is Thursday afternoon. That is ideal.
And those they didn't have dries or stuff like that.
Whatever they did,
the night to dry.
Okay, but at least the cleaning was done at least on Thursday. If you have no choice, then either. However, our Litzian advice, you can do it. There's no problem. V'das hagoyin Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg. He was a bakir of Scheinberg. One of the things that he did, when he was 100 years old. He wrote chidushim on the Mishnah Berurah. They published his chidushim on the Mishnah Berurah. One of his strongest points. His was Mishnah Berurah. He spent his entire adult life, harving over Mishnah Berurah. A very chavivus. That's why they quote him pretty often over here in the Dirshu. So he writes, He makes a pshara. He says, in the winter time, when the days are very short, so then you can certainly clean your clothing Thursday night. But in the summertime, when the days are very long, and then you should be market to prepare your clothing on Thursday by day. Okay, so what about putting into washing machine Erev Shabbos? It's Erev Shabbos, it's Friday afternoon, and you want to put your clothing into a washing machine. It's a very big chiddush. We're not makbid on these things today. But he writes that Me'ikar HaDin, you're not allowed to go wash, you're not allowed to wash clothing in a washing machine on Friday. Even though, what's the big deal? In ancient times, to wash clothing was a major ordeal. A washing machine, what's the big deal? You put it in the washing machine, you get some detergent, and you turn it on, you're done. And then you put it in the dryer. So he says that Me'ikar HaDin, you're not allowed to wash your clothing on Friday. Even though it does not involve a lot of effort, Kevan Sin, Shetliyas HaKvisa Hi Chelik Me'akibus, throwing the clothing into the washing machine in today's day and age is equivalent to washing the clothing. You're not allowed to hang to dry. So you mentioned, Mr. Marillis, on Friday, something that you washed on Thursday, hanging to dry is equivalent to washing. A dryer. If you have a dryer, so he disagrees with what we said above, that you are allowed to wash out your clothing in a washing machine on Friday because it's very little tircha. You're not allowed to wash in a machine on Friday. It must be done on Thursday. We don't wash for that day. We're always washing in advance. It looks like you're abusing the halacha you're preparing on Friday for Mitzvah Shabbos. Okay, so the bottom line over here is, there's a very fascinating takana that we, for some reason, I don't know, I'm not aware that people are very makbid on this takana, but in the time of Chazal, there was a takana that when you wash your clothing l'chvod Shabbos, the washing of the clothing should be done on Thursday. Thursday by day, not Friday. It seems the main reason is because washing clothing is a major, major ordeal. It's a major tircha. And it's not bakovedik Erev Shabbos to involve yourself in doing something, a major, major ordeal, when you have to properly get ready for Shabbos. If you're going to be heavily involved in washing your clothing, you're not going to be able to prepare for Shabbos properly. So therefore, it must be done the day before on Thursday. And therefore, the question is, what about Bizman Hazeh, when there's relatively no tircha, very little tircha, doing a wash on Erev Shabbos, you throw it into the washing machine, you put it into the dryer, and it's all done, it's all ready. So it appears here that there's a machlekes ha-poiskim. Some poiskim say it's mutar l'chatchila, because Bizman Hazeh, there's no tircha. This is not what Chazal had in mind. Other poiskim say, it doesn't depend on your tircha. Are you washing the clothing? Are you not washing the clothing? If you're washing the clothing, it qualifies for the halacha of the takana, that clothing may not be washed on Friday. Clothing have to be washed on Thursday, so therefore it makes no difference. You may not do even a wash in the laundry, in a washing machine, in a dryer, even if it's one very small item. Now, the exception to this is children. Children's clothing. Because children are always in need of having freshly laundered clothing. Children, they run out of clothing very quickly, they get dirty very quickly. They are the exception. Exception. Let's say a person was nenas. It's not his fault. If you're nenas, you're allowed to go wash Erev Shabbos. V'chein l'mish ein begim b'chubas l'shabbos. Tazeg of zekarelitz. Shemut loy l'chabbos Erev Shabbos. When push comes to shove, if you do not follow the rules and you have nothing what to wear, then b'dieved you can wash on Friday for Shabbos. Number 27. V'afilu mish heichin kol tzorchi beisul l'vnei Erev Shabbos. V'chein mish yesh loy mishoreis v'beisiv and made. Tazeg of zekarelitz. Shosul l'chabbos Erev Shabbos. Mishum loy pluk. Even if everything is ready, you have nothing to do today, you want to do a wash, you're not supposed to, and even if you have a maid, you're not going to do it, you're going to instruct the maid, it also should not be done. That's how far the chumrah goes. Number 28. Okay, so now he's going back to what it says in the Dibur HaMaskel. There's a new shayla. It's talking over here that what exactly should you wear on Shabbos? Should you wear on Shabbos Dafka, the god of mechubasim, or should I believe I should be in clean clothing, or must the clothing be washed? You have to go out of your way to wash clothing, even if the clothing are clean. Chuva b'shem hachazonish shafil k'shachayu Shabbos v'yamtav smuchim zel lezev v'chayu begadim nekiyim v'chayu makbid lachlifa mishabbos v'yamtav v'lehebach begadim mechubasim dafka. So the chazonish was makbid that he would put on different clothing. It was, you have 2 day yamtav, Shabbos yamtav, to wear on each day a different freshly laundered garment. You wear a new shirt for Shabbos. Even yesterday was, don't wear the same shirt 2 days in a row for Shabbos and Yom Tov. It doesn't mean many in weeks. It means next to each other. You don't have to wash your clothing every single time. It's enough. It's enough to change your clothing occasionally.
Who's the Olitzian?
I don't know. I don't know who the Olitzian is. I don't know. Okay, number 29. The Yafal Gav Shashar Melachas Afilu Ke'elu She'elu Tzarech HaShabbos Kosav Shechodaruch L'kamon Shemutu La'asoy Sam Yav Shabbos Ad HaMincha. Now he's discussing Nuh Halacha. That now he's asking a question: why are you not allowed to wash your clothing erev Shabbos? He's going back to the crux of the issue. You're allowed to do melacha erev Shabbos. Whoever told you can't do melacha erev Shabbos? You can work erev Shabbos. So what's the problem? Even though you're allowed to do melacha erev Shabbos at al mincha, bir hagoyin osn korelit shekevin sheisach chavis who eisach godel. So I told you before to turn to the next page in the middle. Okay, in the middle of the page, the middle section is an eisach godel v'nimshach zman. It's true. Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to do melacha. But a melacha that's considered to be an eisek gadol, a very big ordeal, the nimshach zman, also la'asoy soy b'erev Shabbos, v'chayisim sheladas el yirabah, v'yevshah shemut l'chabes shalutzach Shabbos, that you are allowed to model shalutzach Shabbos, soy l'chabes at erev Shabbos. Some disagree that if you're not doing it, the clothing that you're going to wash is not going to be for Shabbos, it's going to be for the next week, then you can't do it. Because the Iker Takarim that Chazal made was the clothing that you're planning to wear on Shabbos should be cleaned and washed on Thursday. But if you are now cleaning clothing that you're not planning on wearing on Shabbos, you're planning to wear this clothing the following week, then according to some opinions, if it's not going to be, you are allowed to do that on Erev Shabbos.
Okay. Maybe they were afraid they wouldn't finish in time for Shabbos.
Possibly. That's maybe the whole part. It's just not the proper spirit.
It's
distracting from the preparation of Shabbos. If you're going to be heavily occupied in an activity which is going to take away from you your frame of mind, your presence of mind to get ready for Shabbos, that is something which is forbidden. Okay, next. Mechlal kavod Shabbos v'yamtiv kedei l'kayem mitzvas challah she'nivra be'erev Shabbos. And there's a halacha, women do this, some women do this, is they're very makbid to bake their own chalos. And the reason why they bake their own challah is, besides having fresh challah, is in order to be mekayem the mitzvah of hafroshas challah. Right, in 2 weeks, parashas lech lecha, they're having the annual bakeathon, the annual hafroshas challah. They try every year to break the Guinness Book of World Records, the biggest challah. It's a very, very big thing. In Eretz Yisrael, it's a very big thing. People go to different rebbetzins, where they go and they do the mafresh, the hafroshas challah. They say Tehillim, they make the bracha. It became a big thing today. A big thing today to do hafroshas challah. So it says over here in the Mishnah Berurah, brings down that there's a mitzvah, there's an inyan to be mekayim the mitzvah hafroshas challah in honor of Shabbos. So he writes over here, the lav dafka lishav yafia elohu adin hachona sham acholim. So he writes over here, it's lav dafka the bread, all the food preparation shel Shabbos. That's what those correlates. Shehi mechlal minag zev yesh bezev mishum kovet Shabbos shehachonosam naaseis bebayis. Any preparation, food preparation that you do is all included in Kavod Shabbos. 31. The shir ha'isach tzorech l'havda. Now this is the point of Lacha. When people do mafresh challah, so if you're only making 2 challahs, you're not going to have enough dough to be mafresh challah. You have to have a significant amount of dough. 43 and a fifth eggs. It's a lot of eggs. It's like 5 pounds of flour. I think like 5 pounds of flour. 5 pounds of flour is an enormous amount of flour that can turn into enough bread to last you for weeks. So typically the average person at home does not have enough dough to be mafresh challah, so you make it without a bracha. The shir isa shetzorch lahafresh min challah with a bracha. Das achazonish shishun deraisa keshehu kesheish beitzah 2,250 gram kemach. That's about 5 pounds. V'das gurachem noya, he says shehu kesheish beitzah 1,660 gram kemach. Fine.
How many pounds is that?
Whatever it is, I don't know. It's approximately. They do it in pounds. Flour is usually measured in pounds, so it's about 5 pounds. Will the feet 43 eggs? Will the feet times zedas agunavs and karelitz? He writes she'ain lelolish belel shishi eladavka biyam shishi shaharei oz avda chalos soy shalod. Now, what's the reason why nashim have the minug to bake chalos erev Shabbos to mafresh chalos? So Mishnah Berurah says because Chava is responsible for the death of man, because she gave Adam to eat from the eight sadas. Adam in Chazal is called the chalosoy shel oylam, the dough of the world. He was Hashem's dough. Why is Adam called Hashem's dough? Because Hashem took earth from the ground, and he took water from the seas, and he kneaded it together to fashion man. So Adam is called HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chala. Therefore, the minig is for Nashim to bake challah. She'ain el davka biyom shishi shari she'oz avda chalos shel oylam mash'ein kein lefi atam harishon moyel lo l'shapel lo shishi. Oid kosav. So therefore, when did Chava cause man to die? Erev Shabbos, by day. So since the reason why Nashim are mafresh challah is because they are responsible for the death of man, and that happened by day, it's preferred for Nashim to be mafresh challah l'chvod Shabbos by day, Friday by day, and not Friday at night, not Thursday night. Oy kosav sham she'atam ha'shen lo nemer el alaminig lolosh be'erev Shabbos, v'loy alaminig lolosh be'erev Yom Tov. Another nafkamina is that, well, let's say it's Yom Tov. Yom Tov is on a Tuesday, Wednesday, or whatever, Monday, Tuesday. And now, is there an inyan for women to be mafresh challah in honor of Yom Tov? Or couldn't they go easy? They'll go to the bakery and buy challah. So the answer is, there's no inyan. The inyan of hafrosh, of making your own challah and mafresh challah, is only Erev Shabbos. There is no such inyan of being mafresh challah Erev Yom Tov when Yom Tov is not on a Friday. Because the whole time is because they will cause the loss of the Chalos Shel Olam, and that took place on a Friday, not on a Sunday through Thursday. Ulefi Devarav, Haminig Lolosh Be'erev Yom Tov Hu Lav Davka B'Yoyim. And therefore, if you want to go, if you anyway want to make, you bake your own Chalos, you're not limited, since there is no special inyan. If you want to make your own Chalos, there's no need to make Chalos altogether for Yom Tov, but if you want to go make your own Chalos, you can do it at night as well, because there's nothing special about doing it. Ela Hu Adin B'Leila Shulfanav. Next, V'Av Zem Chusa B'Bosa Bin Abin Dafa Isa, to make a certain, there's a need to make dishes, a dish, V'Hu Adin Shor Tam Shal Sheish Oichel Bein Dafa Isa Say, Dasa Gunach Abin Zno, and Shaimberg Shu B'Chval Min Agzeh. There's a minig to make like pashtida, some type of dish which has
kugel.
Okay, so whatever you make. Next, the maktina and bezek kavet Shabbos. Now, what does this mean over here? Let's see. Let's see what it says. I'm not sure what he's referring to, but number 34 says v'dafka bezmanim shalhi oifim b'mei eifa lechem l'shab b'mafia. What's mafia?
A bakery.
Lechem l'shabbos k'mal yom chol al bezman. To buy in the bakery is no good. Avol bezman heinu shayv mchalis miyuchalis l'shabbos. See, in the bakery they don't just bake; they bake special chalis l'chavod Shabbos. Kasa b'shut or l'tzioin shein zem mechas b'chavod Shabbos. V'das agun b'shuv yosef shalom al yashiv sheha misaneg mechal l'shel ha'oife yosef miyashem mechal basis. If they make better challahs in the store than you can make at home, rashai lika challah min ha'oifeh from the bakery. Ve'ein mechas v'kach b'choy Shabbos. Kevin she yisoyla minik lolosh challahs beizchuk kedei l'kayim kach es mitzvahs oinik Shabbos. The ikvah is oinik Shabbos. As long as you're having oinik Shabbos, you are in the green. Okay, now, this concludes. We basically read through, we've skimmed through. I hope you enjoyed it. We get a lot of nice ideas about the first siman in Hilcha Shabbos, Reish Mem Beis. We have concluded all of the dirshu, the supplement in dirshu. Now, we're going to read very quickly from the supplement in the sefer called Piskei Teshuvos. It's also a very, very popular sefer, which has supplementary material to the Mishnah Berurah. So let's start and see how far we can get. I only print out one. There are three, by the way, there are three, don't be kidding, there are three different sections. I just photocopied it, three of them together. Scanned it together. Okay, here we go. Psichol Hilcha Shabbos, Lizor B'Chvay Shabbos, B'Yalkut. Okay, that's the Medrash. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe HaSilcha Kihilois G'doylois V'Durush Lufneim B'Ram Hilcha Shabbos. L'Hoyrois L'Yisrael Isser V'Heter Dinim HaNoegim B'Shabbos U'Tzas Musul L'Ikonis L'Hachnis Yir HaShemayim. It says in the Medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu was the first one that was instructed to give classes, to Klal Yisrael, to teach them about the laws of Shabbos and how to be Mechabed Shabbos and to inject into his classes Yir HaShemayim. V'Yatam Shetehiya HaShvisa B'Inyoneinu Ba'avur Shuyoyim Kodosh L'Iponis B'Miskei HaMachshavos V'Hevli HaZmanim L'Osel B'Oyim pointing l'olav sheinu b'darkei Hashem. The goal of Shabbos is to close yourself off from the mundane activities of the world and focus on your neshama. V'leches el hachacham v'el hanavim l'shmoy d'var Hashem v'niyah p'nuyim me'eskenu l'chvoy ha'yom l'chvoy b'nav sheinu emunas ha'hashkocha d'chidush ha'oylam v'torah min ha'shamayim. There are certain rabbanim. They have a new thing today. I suffer from this as well as everyone else. They have these magazines that are very, very entertaining. Mishpacha, Ami, Bina, Zman, the list goes on and on. And the Jewish Press, and the Hamodia, and the Ated, if you want to do other things. When I was a child, we had none of this. The Jewish Press, all right, we had the Jewish Press, but that wasn't, it wasn't that interesting, the Jewish Press. So what do we have? We had nothing. There was no Mishpacha, no Ami, no Bina. And these magazines, they come with five different sections. You know, there's the men's section, there's the women's section, there's the children's section, and then there are supplements. And they're good. Sometimes they got really good stuff. And if you go open up those magazines before you turn around, you can be sitting there for 1 or 2 hours and reading through, going through the magazine. It's pretty good. This is in good stuff. So some of, and I'm saying it's, I go for it. Don't get me wrong. But I've heard Rabbanim are very disturbed. That it used to be that in the previous generation, what do people do on Shabbos? Shabbos was the day you would learn Chumash Rashi, Tse'enu Ure'ena, you take out a Daf Gemara, and today the Daf Gemara and the Chumash Rashi and all the Svarim everyone is so proud to have in their house is in competition with all of the entertainment, the kosher Jewish entertainment. No one would dare bring in, you bring a kosher, people wouldn't watch Shabbos, a kosher Time magazine, bring in, I don't remember, Newsweek, and this, go to a doctor's office. So indeed, it is a very big Nisayan. It is a very big problem. And that's exactly what it says over here, is that Shabbos is a day, V'niyah, save it for Mitzvah Shabbos. Save the magazines for Friday, save it for during the weekday. V'niyah, Shabbos is a day, P'nuyim, me'askenu, l'chvoyim, l'chvoyim, b'nafshenu, emunas ha'hashkocha, v'chidush olam, v'toyra min ha'shamayim. The priority on Shabbos is today to learn. And the magazine should be saved for the weekday. I'm speaking to myself, but I'm speaking to you also, because we all suffer from this problem. That just now he's a fascinating insight he brings out. That just like observing Shabbos, a person is a Shomer Shabbos, he's called a Jew. All halachas, even if he does other averos, if he doesn't eat kosher, if he shaves with a razor, if even Echman Litzon is not Nizer in Taras HaMishpacha, talking about Dvarim Chamorim, but if he's Shomer Shabbos, you're ahead of the game. You're ahead of the game if you're a Shomer Shabbos. So he says a tremendous chesh, just like being Shomer Shabbos puts you ahead of the game, learning, he writes, G'shem sheshmir Shabbos shkula k'nega kol ha'mitzvot kein lilmoid ululameid behilchay Shabbos. That's why learning the laws of Shabbos is extremely popular. Okay, there are so many more svarim on Shabbos than there are in any other miktsoya in halacha. Why? Because just like if you're a shomer Shabbos, you're ahead of the game, even though you may be nichshel in other inyanim, if you learn hilchay Shabbos, it's ki'ilu you learn kol ha'Torah kula. Same level. This is a parallel. It's a very interesting yichidish. He says, "Umevi bracha brings bracha, the hashpa yisera brings bracha, and hashpa yisera al ha'adam." Uvelim ratoru ledibuk be'ah Hashem echad, and to learn Torah and to cleave be'ah Hashem echad k'mosh amar Shabbos l'Hashem elokecha. Now you have to. No, I'm sorry. That I just read was wrong. That's not meant to be read. We have to go to the top. Now we go to the top left. The chosav. Let's at least get to the next one. Kvar Kos Vataz, Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Mechaperis Yoisim Yom HaKippurim. Another amazing Chiddush, fascinating Chiddush, that observing Shabbos 100% atones for one's sins, equal to the atonement that one gets on Yom Kippur. The whole world is running to shul on Yom Kippur, putting on the kittel, the white yarmulke, and doing all of the and fasting in order to have kapara for all of one's sins. You don't have to wait for Yom Kippur in order to achieve that purity. Observing Shabbos Kilchasa, the Taz rites, is equivalent to the kapara one gets on Yom Kippur. Shafilu over al kresos. Umisois bestin. Even Rachmana listen, a person's chayiv misa, he's chayiv koris. Moil shmir Shabbos and tshuva, observing Shabbos properly with the proper mindset of tshuva, sheyeh nimcha loy b'loy miruk shel yisur my misa, will cleanse a person to be forgiven from his sins without any suffering. Uvloy lehis tagev betainis v'siguf min yunim, and it will not be necessary for a person to fast and to put upon himself different forms of deprive himself from the good things of this world. V'imkein hayesh pesik zeh, is there a fool out there in the world? Asher lo yirtze lasur heina lachzor al dine Shabbos kdei sheyeda b'mal lizol datik bo. Therefore, since the observance of Shabbos atones for a person's sins and it's equal to Yom Kippur, you gotta know how to observe Shabbos. And the only way to know how to observe Shabbos is to learn all of the halachas of Shabbos. The Shoyde Shabbos Mishor Mitzvah Shabbatara, another Chiddush, Shabbos is different than all other Mitzvah Shabbatara, Shabbachol Mitzvah Shatara Binyanim Durabonon, Omer HaKlal, B'divrei Sevim Halech Achar Hameka. This is a very important Yisoyt. When it comes to Dinin Durabonon, generally we always are lenient. However, Mash Enkein B'dinei Shabbos, Mishum Chumra de Shabbos, due to the stringency of Shabbos, Matsinu Bekam Mekoyma Sheposku Lachatchil Lachmir Ab Binyanim Durabonon, we find Chazal Machmir even when it comes to matters Durabonon to be Machmir. Umutl Kol Echad V'Yachal Liyosbaki B'Hilchus Rabbos Ud L'Shabbosa B'Gvoy Zman Le'atzma Lachsa B'Chem Al Ad Sheyu Shagun B'Fiv V'Libo Shlo Yishkachem. A person has an obligation to be fluent in all the laws of Shabbos, v'chol ha-mitzvos ha-tluyos b'Shabbos kodesh v'kibbutz v'inuga, giving it honor and giving it enjoyment. Hu biti chitzali l'tmuras ha-pnimis ha-chol ha-ba'odem v'hikonso m'chol ha-kodesh v'hiskar v'uso l'melech. When a person comes to close to a king, the kavana b'tfilos ha-Shabbos, having kavana u'v'limud ha-toyra u'l'debik b'Hashem echad k'mo sh'nemar Shabbos v'Hashem lokech. Okay. We'll stop here with the Neshama Yisrael. We'll leave that for the next time. Mm-hmm. We'll take a short break.
Mm-hmm. I think we're too late. I was a Yom Tov.
Okay, Baruch Hashem. Shabbat. How was yours?
Baruch Hashem. I didn't have a sukkah, so I was a Baruch. Okay, I was here for the second days. I experienced... I explored a bit shul, say, for that coffers where, you know, whatever.
So what do you like the most? What made the biggest impression on you?
I'll tell you. Rav Shmidman, I normally...
Yeah.
Rav Shmidman has the most labdigah coffers.